USA News. I'm Corey Myers. The House has passed a stopgap bill that will prevent a government shutdown. Dave Collins has the details.
The House voted in favor of a Republican plan to fund some departments until mid-January and the rest through early February at current spending levels. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it has bipartisan support. Chuck Schumer said he would pass the legislation as soon as possible.
The House Speaker knows who he's supporting in the presidential election.
The newly appointed Speaker of the House, Louisiana Republican Mike Johnson, expressed his full support for Donald Trump to run for president again in 2024 during an appearance on CNBC.
I have endorsed him wholeheartedly. Look, I was one of the closest allies that President Trump had in Congress. He had a phenomenal first term. Those first 2 years, as you all know, we brought about the greatest economic numbers in the history of the world, not just the country, because his policies worked. And I'm all in for President Trump.
Johnson, who was endorsed by Trump as a tremendous congressman respected by everybody during his nomination for speaker last month, was part of the congressional Republicans who backed Trump's post-2020 election efforts to remain in power. I'm John Schaefer.
Tensions escalated at a congressional hearing with union leaders when Oklahoma Republican Senator Markwayne Mullen stood up, seemingly challenging Teamsters President Sean O'Brien to a fight. Senator Bernie Sanders intervened, instructing Mullen to sit down and conduct himself appropriately as a senator. President Biden is actively working to improve the relationship with China.
We're not trying to decouple from China. What we're trying to do is change the relationship for the better.
Biden told reporters that his intention is to restart military communications. This is USA News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Unionized Starbucks workers organizing their most significant strike to date on one of the coffee chain's busiest annual days. Starbucks Workers United stated it's pressing the company to reach an agreement. The union is also advocating for the suspension of mobile ordering during major promotional events. According to the union, the yearly occasion when Starbucks distributes free reusable holiday cups is its most substantial sales event of the season and is recognized as one of the most notoriously challenging and understaffed days for the baristas who handle them. San Diego Padres owner Peter Seidler has passed away at the age of 63. Despite overcoming cancer twice, he faced additional health challenges in August. The grandson of Walter O'Malley, who moved the Dodgers to L.A., Seidler joined the San Diego ownership group in 2012, assuming full control in 2020. Known for bold team moves, enhancing Petco Park, record-setting payrolls, and securing marquee players, the Padres, under his leadership, reached the National League Championship Series in 2022. The Beatles creating musical history with their latest track, Now and Then, entering the Billboard Hot 100 at number 7, further extending their record as the group with the most top 10 hits. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.